Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello and welcome to Turn the Light On. Pastor Kevin is not able to be with us today, but I, Martita, will be your host for the day. If you're a regular in this program, you know that we go by a topic every time. And now every time I come with a topic is because the Lord is working on me. So last night I couldn't sleep. And I was praying about it, and I'm like, Lord, what's going on? And he's been nudging me for a while to say thank you to people all the time and not to wait. Mm-hmm. And so last night, he finally got me up. But I want to start with this. Let me tell you how we all started. A long time ago, and we're talking in 2001, my husband and I decided to go to a different church to visit. And it was a charismatic church, and we did not come from charismatic. We didn't come from a charismatic church, so we went to visit, and we were nervous about it. When we came in, these two guys, Al and John, I will never forget them, were the ones that welcomed us and made us feel so special. And we decided to stay. Eventually, Al introduced me to his wife, which is an awesome woman, has become a good friend of mine, and I look up to you so much. Aww. I'm going to cry. I can't believe this. And I want to introduce you, and she is going to be with me today, and her name is Patty Wilson.
Hello, good morning.
Thank you for being here.
You're making me cry.
I know. You know, that day, I don't remember the sermon. I don't remember what they sang, but I remember how John and Al made us feel. I want people to feel that way when they go to church. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you did the same thing. You welcomed me. It made me feel like family.
Exactly.
So today, thank you for being with me today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It means a lot.
This is a special moment. We've talked about doing this for quite a while, and, you know, we're finally here.
Yes, this is amazing, and I'm so grateful for the Lord for allowing us to be together again after all these years.
Amen.
Here we come. And you know what? That was a transforming moment for my husband and I. And when we come to know the Lord, it should be every day we transform a little more to become like Christ and to be able to walk like him. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that brings me to the subject of today. Don't wait to say thank you.
Exactly. That's beautiful. And I want to say thank you to you because you don't even know how special you were in my life when I first started going to the university. And you were already there, and I was feeling so inferior. I'd been in ministry for years in the church, but this was something new for me. This was a challenge. But I was also being, I wouldn't say persecuted, but kind of put down by some other people. And so I was feeling inadequate. And you came up to me and just encouraged me and, you know, treated me like you recognized, I guess, the gift and the calling and encouraged that in me. Wow. And that at that time meant so much to me. I really needed that, and I never said that to you and said thank you for that.
Wow,
thank
you.
Because it just really encouraged me and helped me to keep going.
Wow. So you see, everybody that's listening, wow, we didn't expect this. This is amazing, but don't wait. You don't know if you don't have tomorrow.
That's it.
Or if the other person has tomorrow. Why wait until the last minute to say thank you and to encourage the other person and say, look what you've done in my life. Thank you so much. And encourage that person to continue to do that. Mm-hmm. Because It's amazing. So I want to start with thanking every volunteer out there. I don't. It doesn't matter what you volunteer in. Mm-hmm. If nobody's ever told you thank you, without you, that group, that organization, whatever, couldn't go on.
That's right.
You have touched many people. For all believers, you're Christ. You're the one that shares that thank you with other people and the love of Christ. Don't wait.
That's right.
Every day, say thank you to somebody and tell them what they mean to you.
That's good.
Because it will, one, your relationship will grow.
Mm-hmm.
Two, you will be uplifted and see that all your work doesn't go in vain. And pay it forward.
That's it. Yeah, pay it forward.
That's the way to change the world. Mm-hmm. One at a time, taking one step at a time. So I love that. I really love that. But let's start with this. Who should we thank first?
The Lord.
That's right.
Yeah.
That thank is the first Lord. One we should. So let's read 1 Chronicles 16:34. I'm reading out of the New Living Translation. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. He is faithful. His faithfulness, love. Oh, I'm sorry. His faithful love endures forever.
Amen. Amen. His faithful love endures forever. You know, in Leviticus, it tells us his mercies are new every morning. Every day is a fresh day to come and say, thank you, Lord. And look at the Lord's Prayer. How do we start the Lord's Prayer? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. You know, we come into his presence by giving him thanks and praise and adoration. And that's the way we need to start every day. That's the way we need to start every conversation with him. We're grateful for him, so thankful for him, and we need to let him know that.
And when you have a grateful and thankful heart, you can't be depressed.
Mm-hmm.
Because instead of concentrating in all the negativity,
mm-hmm.
you're concentrating in all the goodness.
Exactly.
And that puts your heart in a different set, in a different atmosphere. Gratefulness and thankfulness changes our day.
I love the scripture, Psalms 103, 1 through 5. You have that in the New King James Version. And it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all our iniquities, who heals all our diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. Isn't that beautiful?
I love this verse. And this part that it says, satisfy your mouth with good things. And then the NIV says, satisfies your desires with good things. And the New Living Translation says, fills my life with good things.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if we concentrate, let's be real. If we start the day and go, Lord, thank you that I'm alive.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, thank you that you saved me. Thank you that you love me. Thank you that you're walking with me. Thank you that my family is okay. You know, I was thinking about this. October 7th, when Israel got attacked, 1,500 people were killed.
Mm-hmm.
And over 300 were abducted. You don't know if you have tomorrow. Again, we need to make sure we have a relationship with the Lord so we have that eternal life.
That's right.
And for all those people that lost somebody or waiting for somebody, to hold on to the Lord, because he's the one that can carry you through all this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I, as we're saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, I know that people are going through trials and tribulations. I don't want to put that to the side. But Jesus will walk through it with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He's your strength. He's your protector. He will help you
mm-hmm.
go through it. And I thank the Lord that I don't have to go through life alone.
Amen. Tried that.
Yes. Because we all have trials mm-hmm. and tribulations. And I don't want to, you know, I don't want to sound like, oh, let's just be grateful and thankful. And because some people will say, I'm suffering. I lost somebody. I lost my job. I lost my house. I, you know, whatever it is, I want you to understand. I understand. Mm-hmm. Not perfectly in the way that you're going through. I'm not going to pretend that I understand and I don't know how you feel. But I want you to know that you're not alone. Mm-hmm. And that Jesus is with you. And I pray that Jesus will bring people to uplift you and be with you and help you go through whatever you're going.
Amen. Amen. He is faithful to do that too. I've seen him do that over and over in my life. And there are times, you know, regret is huge. And we have regret when we lose loved ones or we go through trials and tribulations. We tend to always look at ourselves, which is not necessarily always a bad thing to look mm-hmm. at ourselves and say, you know, what could I have done different? And I wish I'd done this. But then there is regret that can become all consuming. And I know that when I lost my mom, I went through that. She was in the hospital. She had lung cancer. She was not in a good place. And I kept feeling that nudge from the Holy Spirit to go to the hospital that day to see her. And I kept calling her and saying, you know, Mom, I'm coming. And I'm going to head up. And she's, no, wait till tomorrow. I'm being released tomorrow. I'm going to come stay with you for a while. And I'd call her back in about another hour. No, I think I need to come up. No, stay home. And so we went back and forth. I ended up not going. And that night, she had a stroke. And I went to the hospital, and, you know, right away. And then she passed away. So I was consumed with regret. Why didn't I go? Why didn't I go? Why didn't I listen? You know, and just, and the Holy Spirit ministered to me about a month later. And I was having heart problems. I mean, it was really making my heart sick. And he spoke to me about he began to show me things to be grateful for. You know, thank God she moved because they lived in New York. She moved down here just as she got sick. And he said, you know, I brought her here to get saved, to get to know me. You know, it was such a time as this that I brought her here. And I began to see all the things that he did in her life just before she passed away. And it kind of turned things around. And now, instead of the regret and the heavy heart, the sick heart, I had a grateful heart for what God was doing. I could see where I couldn't see because I was caught up in the suffering. And if you turn your eyes to the Lord, turn your heart towards the Spirit of God, He's going to minister to you right where you're at. And you'll begin to see the positive. You'll begin to see that He was always there. Like you said, He'll never leave you and never forsake you. He's always there for you. But, you know, there's still those things you wish you said. And I'll let you go into that.
I love what you're saying. And that brings to the spirit, soul, and body mm-hmm. how one thing affects the other. Okay, so your soul was broken mm-hmm. and that physically affected you.
Yes.
But you said it, the Lord healed your heart. Mm-hmm. So we need to come to the Lord and ask Him, Lord, He knows what we're going through, and say, Lord, I need your help. Mm-hmm. I need you to heal my heart. So instead of picking up that phone and calling somebody and saying, oh my gosh, and just dumping and going through it all over again, I'm going to ask you to call upon the Lord mm-hmm. and say, Lord, I need you. Please heal my heart. Amen. If you have that regret or guilt or whatever, you're forgiven. And the Lord knows and He understands. And then He switched you by bringing good memories to your heart. Mm-hmm. So then you can be healed. He's a perfect doctor.
He is.
Perfect yep. psychiatrist and counselor. He knows exactly what each person needs. So I love that. And this verse that you read here, mm-hmm. and it shows us what to be thankful for. He forgives all our iniquities. He heals all our diseases. He redeems our life from destruction. And He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfies my mouth with good things. So this is showing us how we need to start with the Lord first mm-hmm. and be thankful to Him and show. And why? Why am I thankful for? Okay. I'm going to switch that to people. Mm-hmm. The same mm-hmm. thing. thank people and see, be grateful and tell them, I am, like you just shared with me and it really touched my heart. And I shared with you, and that wasn't, like I said, we sit here and we talk like we're sitting drinking coffee and just having a conversation. And what a blessing that is. Mm-hmm. When we say things like that, how many hearts will be healed by our words?
That's right.
What are we concentrating on? Are we always concentrating and nitpicking on people on their faults instead of finding their good?
Right.
That's, you know,
good. Yeah.
What are we looking at? What are we concentrating on? This world concentrates on criticism and negativity. Well, they don't think like me. They don't act like me. And criticizing. Why don't we start looking at that person and going, you know, that person called me when I was down. Or that person opened the door for me. Mm-hmm. Or when I was at the store and I had my three kids with me and I couldn't get to my car and somebody said, let me give you a little hand. It doesn't matter what it is. It's learning and focusing into the good. Mm-hmm. It will change our attitudes. I mean, there's enough problems out there that we can really concentrate on that, or we can concentrate in having a heart of gratitude and thanksgiving.
That's good. And you can build somebody else up too. It's like somebody's having a hard time or doesn't live up to your expectations. You know, we tend to want to go, well, you're not doing this and you're not doing that and you didn't do this right and you didn't do that right. And you tend to come at people like that. But if you come at them and say, you know, I just really appreciate you. I'm so thankful for the things that you do. And I see and share with them the positive things that they're doing and say, now you need to change this over here a little bit. But, you know, I'm so grateful for this. And what you're doing is you're building them up. You're not condemning them.
That's right.
You know, you're encouraging them through that grateful attitude. And that will turn their heart around. So they're going to want to live up to that.
Yes.
And that's how you can change the course of somebody's direction, through just being grateful and building them up.
That's
and
right.
Not tearing them down, because the world's always tearing down.
And we all know we mess up daily.
Sure.
It's not like we have to be reminded. But I like what you said, because the more we encourage people, the more we show that heart of gratitude, they will be ready when there needs to be a correction.
See? Mm-hmm.
They will be more open to you because they know your heart.
Exactly.
It's not like, oh, they're just picking on me. They really look at all my good, and I fell short in this, and they're just bringing me higher and bringing it to my attention, not to criticize, but to get me to a higher point.
That's right. Yeah.
It's amazing what we can do with a heart of gratitude.
It's awesome.
So let's read Isaiah 12:14. You want to read that?
Sure. In that day you will sing, I will praise you, O Lord. You were angry with me, but not anymore. Now you comfort me. See, God has come to save me. I will trust in him and not be afraid. The Lord God is my strength and my song. He has given me victory, salvation. With joy, you will drink freely from the fountain of salvation. In that wonderful day, you will sing, thank the Lord, praise his name, tell the nations what he has done. Let them know how mighty he is.
Amen. You know, when I read this, I thought, wow. So God was, in the Old Testament, they will say he was mad. In the New Testament, we can say that he just couldn't look at sin. Mm-hmm. And that's why he couldn't have a relationship with us. When he's talking about that day is the day that the Lord Jesus gave his life for our salvation. That day is the day that we accept the Lord as our Savior. Mm-hmm. And then we can have that, we're reconciled with the Father, and now we can have a relationship with him. He's not mad anymore. In other words, he looks at us through Jesus Christ, so he doesn't see sin anymore. And it's saying we need to be concentrating on that and be grateful for what the Lord has done for us.
Amen.
But don't keep it to ourselves. Now it's like, Lord, I thank you, I praise you, and spread the word so others can have that salvation. Others can have that reconciliation with the Father, be free, have a relationship. And he goes, go spread it. Tell the world about it.
Mm-hmm.
Tell the world about it.
Love it.
The same way with other humans. Instead of going talking negative about other people, look at the positive. And when you talk about somebody, always praise that person and bring the good in them. People then will treat them differently and life will change.
Mm-hmm.
Because instead of being angry and untrustful with, you know, not trusting people, you can have now a relationship.
Yes.
That's what the Lord wants us to do. It's all about relationship. It's all about uplifting people. It's all about loving.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts with knowing Christ.
That's right. That's right. And then we have grace, you know, for others. And I think that's one of the things I think about when I was first saved. Before that, you can judge people, criticize people for their faults, even mm-hmm. though, you know, you may be doing the same kind of stuff yourself.
Or worse.
Yeah. But when you experience the saving grace of God, the forgiveness of God, now you have a grace. You can see the bad somebody might be doing, but yet you have mercy. Where before you didn't have mercy. If you have mercy, then you can be grateful and trust God to move in that person's life. You're praying for them. Instead of judging and criticizing them, you want to love on them and you want to pray for them because you know God gave all that to you.
Amen. We're going to take a little break and we will continue in what you're saying because I love the word grace.
Amen.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you.
Joyful. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is the place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am. We know he's coming
around. We know he's coming around. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Turn the Light On. We want to thank all our sponsors for providing us the opportunity to share the word and topics with you guys that we live with every day, and hopefully to encourage you and to help you walk it out, you know, just like we're doing here today. We were talking about grace when we stopped and the grace of the Lord and how we are filled with the grace of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So then we can share that with others and touch their lives and transform their lives. But I want to go real quick in steps, because when we talk about something and they go, okay, but how do I do that?
Mm-hmm.
So let's start with how to praise the Lord and be thankful to Him. I'm going to start with 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. Always be joyful. Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Right there. This is the will of the Lord, for us to be joyful, pray, and be thankful in all circumstances.
Amen. In Psalms 107, 1 through 2, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. That's a lot to be grateful for right there. Amen. Redeemed us from the hand of the enemy.
That's right. So here we go. Thanksgiving is coming up. I want to encourage everybody to take time now to really mean it. The Lord put in my heart for me to write a little letter to every single one of my family members and share with them my love and how grateful I am and the whys and to uplifting. That's a simple way that we can take the time to touch somebody's life.
Amen.
So this Thanksgiving, beautiful, take the time to really say thanks to the Lord. Don't just go and pig out, because I know I will. I mean, I always overeat. But take the time to be grateful. And if you know somebody that is by themselves, somebody that is going through a hard time, mm-hmm, reach out to them. Share that grace and that love with them. Uplift them. Don't let them be alone. This is a time of healing of the heart.
Yes.
This is a time that we need to step up and show the love of Christ, have a grateful heart, and praise Him.
Amen. Because you never know what tomorrow will bring. Take
That's
every
right.
opportunity, right? And so I just wanted to leave you with Psalms 100. It says, shout to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness and delight. Come before His presence with joyful singing. And in verse 4, it says, enter His gates with praise and thanksgiving. And that's how we're to come into the presence of God, with praise and thanksgiving. For the Lord is good. His mercy and loving kindness are everlasting. His faithfulness endures to all generations.
Amen.
Amen.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.